Yeah, I grabbed one already.
Ready? All right. Obviously very pleased with the win this evening. Rivalry game, a lot of questions beforehand, and there are a lot of emotions that go on with this game, and so I thought our guys did a good job of controlling those and containing those. Give Georgia credit. Kept fighting and cut that lead and turned it into a game there at the end. And, they're young. They're going to keep getting better. Mark does a great job. Him and I are good friends. So, it's a great win for us. So, opportunity to come back home. I think it's been 18 years since Georgia Tech has won back-to-back games in this series. So now Mufon and Pierre will leave here. Doing something very special in this rivalry again. Last year, first time winning in Athens, this time winning back-to-back games. So that's something that, I told those guys will never be taken away from them. So we're making progress as a team. We did a lot of good things, but we still got a long ways to go. As I told the guys, when you lose a game, everything isn't bad, and when you win a game, everything isn't good. But I thought we showed a lot of good things today, and just some areas that we need to improve on as well. So I couldn't be more proud of our guys. Mufon showed the competitive toughness that you need to have a good team. And at the same time, I think we got a lot of good basketball from a lot of different guys. To have our first Georgia Tech Georgia game in the McCamish Pavilion and with the crowd that we had and with the students, that was fantastic. When you walk out there and there's not a spot in the student section. Really pleased for that, and that means a lot to obviously me as the head coach and our players as well.
What's the difference in this game, Coach? Won and lost behind the arc.
Well, our defense has gotten pretty good. I think we could be a really, really good defensive team. We have to rebound the ball better. You guys have heard me say that now for 2 weeks, but. All our threes came from getting the ball inside first, for the most part. And we shoot the ball a lot better when we do that. And their threes tend to be off of screens and, stagger screens and different things like that. So I thought our initial defense on their three-point shooting was really good.
I imagine it had to almost bring a tear to see the packed house again. And not being, the opening night, but seeing that people can show up, weeknight. Kind of.
Well, that was, again, this place has a chance to turn into a, a special home court. There's no doubt about it. The crowd's right on top of you. It's loud. Hard to hear anything out there. I thought, the students were tremendous again. And so, it's... we played those two games, and we've been gone for almost 2 weeks. So it was almost like a whole new start again. And it was a pretty good way to start it off.
Right, well, Pope had a strong second half. Scored 16 points, but still his shooting percentage was not really what it could
be. Well, I thought we did a good job. He's a great player. You know what I mean? He's a great player. Be one of the best players in the SEC. But, he scored 16 points, but took 18 shots to do it, and he was 1 of 8 from the three. So we did what we wanted to do. We forced him into difficult and tough shots. We also forced him into 3 turnovers, which was important. So, I thought our overall team defense and those guys who were assigned to him did a really good job. And, again, what we're able to do on perimeter scores is rotate bodies on him. Marcus Hunt. Brandon Reed, Jason Morris, Chris Bolden. We have that opportunity and flexibility in our defensive coverages with our size on the perimeter to do that, and I thought that was effective.
Yeah, I know it's early, but with the start that you guys are off to this year, in a new arena, sold-out crowds like you referred to, mean, just to you personally, does it just feel a lot different than it did a year ago? When you guys are scrambling around.
Yeah, it's not. It's different. I don't know if they're correct or different stratosphere. It's not even close, you know. But every day it's different because practices are better. Our daily habits as a team are completely different. The upperclassmen understand what's expected of them on a daily basis. They perform that on a daily basis. They understand that their attitude and their energy level and their effort usually determine their performance. So they're cognizant of that and make a great effort to start out with a positive attitude. Greater chemistry among the team. Great leadership. I think you're starting to see Mufon Udofia grow into the leader that not just that everybody wants, but doesn't, you know, maybe doesn't come around all that often. And sometimes you have to go through some, you know, some adversity and some fires to become that. And so everything's different, you know, everything is. And we're not there yet. We're still so early in the process. But when you get a good win against your rival, and you're playing better, and you're competing every game, you can at least have a definite measurement of where you're at and where you want to get to.
Was it hard some days last year to kind of come to work and look and sound positive? I know that's your nature, but it's
yeah, I knew what I was getting into, and you know I wouldn't lie to sometimes you gotta kick yourself to get going. There's no doubt about it. That would be only human nature. But I also saw a lot of guys that would be returning trying to understand what we wanted to get done. At the same time, because we signed these kids early, before the season even started, we knew we had a good group coming in. Guys that had said yes to Georgia Tech and yes to me and my staff before we had proven anything to them. I always say, those guys, they didn't know Brian Gregory from the man on the moon. You know, they couldn't even tell you where Dayton was. You know, they know where Michigan State is, I guess, but, you know, those young guys, the freshmen. So there was still an excitement level, and we knew that we had to, you know, put some foundation, lay some foundation, because as those guys joined it, and guys like Mufon and Daniel and Cam and Julian and those guys came back, we'd have a chance to move the process along in the right direction.
Speaking of the freshmen, just talk about this game in terms of the, you know, what it means for their development.